all who come to this happy podcast, welcome. This is your podcast. I'm Mike Bongiorno, and this is PCMC. I'm sitting here on a bed in one of the Little Mermaid rooms at the Art of Animation Hotel at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Jen just took a pee, and now she's staring at me as if to say, you could have told me you were going to start recording the podcast. So, I said that I was going to record some podcast here in Walt Disney World. And you know, folks, that is much easier said than it is done. I originally planned, like, oh, we're going to record every night. We're going to record every morning. Maybe we'll fucking bring the recorder into the park. None of that happened. We've had an amazing time. But this is what we came. What is this, our third day or fourth day? This is the end of our. No, it's the end of our fourth day. This is the end of our fourth day, and we're finally recording. It's on.
Oh, hello.
It's Jen, everybody. Hey, Jen.
Hi.
Fan favorite Jen is back on the show.
Fan favorite.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Yeah. How are you, Jen?
I'm pooped.
Yeah?
If I'm being honest.
Tired as hell, right?
Yeah.
Me fucking too.
Weird.
You know, people talk about Disney, and they talk about you're going to make magical memories, and you do, and you're going to have fun, and you do, but people also don't talk about you're going to fucking melt down at some point.
Yes.
Your feet are going to really fucking hurt.
Yeah. And there's no way. There's no training.
No,
there's nothing you can do. You could work up your legs.
I tried.
You could work up everything, but nothing can prepare you for the pain you're going to feel in your feet.
Yeah.
So know that.
I tried, like, doing leg exercises in the months leading up to sort of prepare myself, and I like to think it helped a little bit.
Yeah.
But there's no mental training you can do to prepare for waiting in queues.
Right.
Maybe going to the DMV and just sitting around.
Right. Well, no, that's not fair. Because while you're waiting in queues, you're checking for your next fast pass. Especially if you're on your third.
Yeah, but everything's aligned. Like, even besides fast pass, which get you in much quicker, there'll be a little line in a fast pass.
Right. Well, yeah, no, literally everything in Disney's line.
Everything. Getting coffee is a line. Every fucking thing is a line.
I was going to say, starting with getting on the Magical Express to get to your destination. To get into Walt Disney World is a line.
Yeah. And then if you're flying, like we flew from New York to Orlando, you know, the airport's not a fucking great experience either.
No.
But hey, we're just crabby right now. We've actually had a really, really fun time.
Yeah. Yesterday. Well, today was pretty amazing. But yesterday was pretty amazing. Tuesday was spectacular. Yeah.
So, all right, let's start in order. Animal Kingdom sucks, right?
Animal Kingdom is awful.
I hate to pile on where everyone else already piles on.
No, there are some people that like it. Also, some people call it DAC. Which I might do, Disney's Animal Kingdom, because it's a lot shorter. But some people like it, genuinely like it.
Who are these people? Give me names.
Well, I don't know. I've seen someone on Instagram genuinely like it.
One of my favorite YouTubers and tweeters, Jenny Nicholson, she worked at, what do you call it?
DAC? Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
I hope that's not a bad word somewhere. Maybe I should stop saying.
Nah, it's fine. So on our first day, look, Animal Kingdom is a half-day park. So on our first day, we had an early flight. We came in, blah, blah, blah. We were cranky because we could barely sleep the night before because you're so excited. You're like, oh, we're going to Disney.
Yeah.
And then we came in and we were like, well, you know, let's start with Animal Kingdom because it's the one we care the least about.
Mm-hmm.
Also in Animal Kingdom is Pandora, the World of Avatar, which...
Yes.
You saw Avatar, right?
I did. I saw it. I enjoyed it. And I say this to everyone. And I think it's because I saw it in two parts.
Uh-huh.
I saw half of it. I was starting to get a little antsy. I got ice cream and I came back and I saw the second half. So I enjoyed it.
Ice cream in the middle will help any movie, I think.
Yep. I saw it with a nice ice cream intermission.
I'm going to say I didn't see it, although I kind of watched it at a party with the sound off.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this looks pretty.
Yeah.
This looks pretty.
It is pretty. It's a pretty movie.
You know, it's just, if you don't have any connection to Avatar, which I don't, it's just like, it's just like, I mean, like, I don't know, maybe if I were an Avatar head or right. Blue head or whatever they call right. those people who are big Avatar stands, I'd be like, oh, look, it's that thing. Or, oh, it's like one of those plants or whatever. But like, none of that means fucking anything to me.
Right. It's also not big enough.
No, it's not.
To, like, immerse you if you're not into it.
They compare it to Galaxy's Edge.
It's not.
And it's way, way smaller than Galaxy's Edge. It's really tiny.
Right.
Animal Kingdom itself is not a big park. I guess there's a lot of land that's used for the animals, but in terms of where you walk around.
Right. Well, I mean, we didn't even hit Asia, because, like, there's Africa, there's Asia.
Yeah.
And then, I guess, Pandora. I don't know the other parts of it.
We went, who cares? We went to, I guess the first attraction we tried to go on, we got a fast pass for, we got on the bus, the Magical Express, right?
Magical Express from the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we got, when we decided to go to whatever the little shuttle bus between.
Yeah, the resort.
The resort. Buses. And yeah. And we were the only ones on it. We were the only ones going to Animal Kingdom, which was a great sign. And
well, it was also in the afternoon.
Yeah, and also the park sucks. So,
but there were people there when we got there.
Yeah, there was a couple guys.
All right.
No, there was people there. And we got there, and so we got a fast pass for a Flight of Passage, which is the only thing anyone wants to do. That's the e-ticket Avatar ride. It's sort of like Soarin', if you know that ride at Epcot. It's, you're on a bike and you've got 3D glasses, and there's a gigantic 3D screen ahead of you that kind of fully surrounds you, and the bike moves up and down, and with wind being blown in your face and all that, it gives you a sort of simulation, and you're on the back of a Banshee and you're flying around, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful ride. I experienced it.
I did not feel well. We had a long day of traveling. My lungs don't do well with a lot of walking. Animal Kingdom is always like a bajillion degrees hotter than any other park for the animals.
Yeah.
In reality, I think it's like 10 degrees warmer or something like that.
We were also like barely awake.
Yeah, I got...
You got no sleep.
I got no sleep at all. I think you got a little bit of sleep.
Yeah, yeah. And so we were on the fast pass, and we were like literally about to go in.
Right. And I felt so nauseous and so dizzy, and I just couldn't do it. I knew I wasn't going to be able to handle that.
And you were like, okay, just go alone.
Yeah.
And I felt like I didn't know what to do. I was like, oh, but it's our first attraction.
No,
and,
that's fine.
Do I go?
I'm fine.
And they wouldn't let you out right away.
Well, yeah, I had to wait. I had to wait till everyone loaded.
Yeah.
And then they were like, it's not that bad. And I was like...
Yeah, they were treating it like you were scared.
I know. And I hate telling people that I'm sick. Like, I don't want to be like, I'm nauseous. Because then it's Disney. And like, what were they... I don't know what they were going to do.
Right,
were they
going to like
call an ambulance?
Right. Especially nowadays. They might think you have corona.
Right.
Yeah, I heard the guy like, yeah, it's not so bad. You just sit in a chair.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm a big scaredy cat who's nauseous and dizzy. Thanks.
So I sat on the bike all by myself. And as I sat down, it occurred to me that I've not been on like an attraction, like other than like a stupid carnival ride, for like 20 years. Because, you know, I was never a theme park guy. So I was like, I just like, even though I knew it was a screen, I was just like intimidated, and I was alone, and I was like, oh shit, maybe this might be terrifying. Yeah. So, and the weird thing is with that ride is it's like a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like lean forward onto the thing, and it's like you're my scared impulse was to pull back.
Right. You're not in a natural position.
Right. Like when you're going like a motorcycle and you're, it's like when you're going at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're like, yeah, I'm good. But like, I wanted to like pull back, but it started, you know, it did a bunch of those fake drops, which I don't know. I don't know how they do it. They turn the chair a little bit forward, and the screen looks like you're falling, and they blow in, and your brain believes it, even though you know it can't be.
Yeah.
And I got through it. It was fun. I screamed a bunch.
I got through it.
No, it was really good. You know, yeah. I have to say, though, I do think you missed a fun attraction.
No, I'm
but
sure.
I don't think it's as good as people say it is.
Right. I think it was just so exciting because it was so advanced when it came out.
Right. Pre-Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah. But, like, that was the thing, and that's what people were riding on.
Yeah.
Because not everyone has seen Galaxy's Edge yet.
Yeah.
Pandora's what? 5 years old now or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and Galaxy's Edge isn't like, even a year.
Yeah, Galaxy's Edge is brand new.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good attraction. It's for sure a good attraction. But honestly, having to go into that park, it's not worth it because I don't... What else is there that's good? We were on Navi River Journey, which...
I love it. It's awful, but I love it.
It's awful. And I it was one of the things I said I was looking forward to when we did our episode about things we're looking forward to. Mm-hmm. And because I love dark rides and I love the whole vibe of dark rides.
You're not on it long enough to vibe.
Yeah, it's super, super short.
It is.
And we didn't fast pass it.
We didn't.
We stood in a long fucking line.
But they have refreshments in the middle of
it. Yeah, I got some blue Navi blueberry popcorn, which I loved. It tasted like Fruity Pebbles, and you fucking hated it.
I don't like anything different.
You are, yeah, most of our relationship is me going, Jen, try this, and you going, no.
No.
Or I finally browbeat you into trying it, and you're like, I don't like it.
I don't like new foods.
I knew you weren't going to like it, though. It's weird blue popcorn.
Yeah. I like my popcorn yellow and full of chemicals.
Yeah, you don't even like kettle corn.
No. No, that's not fair. I do like kettle corn.
You don't like caramel corn.
Yeah, caramel corn's a lot. It hurts my jaw.
I mean, yeah, a lot is what it's supposed to be.
Oh, God.
This is one of the big problems in our relationship, our popcorn differences.
I have TMJ. I have a medical
condition.
That's
TMI. Whoa.
I have a medical condition that prevents me from enjoying.
From chewing.
Basically everything.
Right, right. Okay.
But I'll do it for bread. I won't always do it for sugar, but I'll do it for bread.
Yeah. So.
But wait, also, can we talk about how I am Fast Pass Queen?
Yeah.
And how I got us those Flight of Passage Fast Passes.
Yes, you got us.
Like 3 seconds before we went on it.
Yeah.
Oh. So
I wasn't aware. You know, I'm a real novice and Jen has gone so many times. So Jen has really been my tour guide, really. She's kind of shown me all her favorite things and her favorite places and taught me her ways. Like, I'm a Padawan,
mm-hmm.
and she is a Jedi Master. But not yet on the council. And I didn't realize that, like, if you just sit and keep refreshing the Fast Pass page, somebody might just back out real quick and you could grab something.
Right, because I think you were worried.
We weren't able to get it. We tried a bunch of times even before we left.
Right.
And we were just not able to get it. And I was like, shit.
Yeah, I woke up early the day that we could start booking our Fast Passes, which I believe is 3 months before.
Mm.
And I got everything else except Flight of Passage. And I was like, yeah, that's right. Someone will drop. Because as soon as someone drops it on the app, you're able to pick it up.
Right.
You just have to keep refreshing so that you're there first.
Yeah.
And I think, like, it's hard to explain that to someone who hasn't experienced it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's... You just got to keep trying.
Right.
Just
right.
keep refreshing.
So, yeah.
So, what did we eat while we were there? Oh, we had night blossoms.
Yeah. At Pongo Pongo.
Yeah. Which means party, party, and
Navi. Yep.
You were really wanted to do the Night Blossom.
I liked it.
But it's sort of, what does it taste like? How would you describe it?
Somebody said, like, there's a lot, or I don't know if there is, or it tastes like lime Powerade.
Yeah, a little bit of that. A little bit of pink lemonade, too.
Yeah.
And it's like alien looking.
Right. It's like green.
And it's slushy.
Pinkish purple.
Yeah.
Fuchsia, I guess.
Yeah. It's kind of like margarita slushy.
Right.
And you can get it with or without alcohol.
Right.
Which we went without. Thank God.
Yeah. And it has the boba.
Oh, right. To make it look alien.
Right.
It was good, but I also wouldn't... It wasn't my favorite. It's not something I'd run back to. But I also had too much, and it made me sick. Because this is another thing. Jen eats like a bird. So every time we eat, like, I eat my food and then half her food. Because she'll eat, like, a little bit and be like, I don't want it anymore. And then, like a fat monster, I'm like, well, I'm going to eat this shit. So I drank my entire Nutty Blossom. You fucking took an Instagram picture of it, which is all you wanted. All
right. I also wanted to drink it, which I did.
You drank some of it. What, about a third of it?
I don't know.
And then I drank it way too fast, and I literally felt, like, high on sugar.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't think I've come down off that high yet. Yep. That's one of the other things with...
We've been keeping that sugar rush
fuck,
going
yeah.
strong.
You eat, like, garbage.
Yeah.
While you're at Disney, man.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Although, I had... Out of the whole trip, one of my favorite treats was from that Pongu Pongu stand. It was a cream cheese and pineapple spring roll.
Yeah.
And I cannot tell you how fucking delicious it was. It was amazing.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, she didn't like it. I said, Jen, take a bite. And you were like, nah, I didn't like it. Why didn't you like it? It was delicious.
I just didn't like it. I don't know.
It sounds crazy.
There's too much happening.
It sounds crazy. It's cream cheese.
Yeah.
But pineapple, which I know that sounds crazy, but together it goes really well. And then, you know, you wrap it up and fry it. That ain't going to hurt anybody. I really loved it. It was one of my favorite snacks. I don't want to go back to get it.
I don't want
to
go back ever.
I want to look
I'm
up
sorry.
A recipe. Yeah, you know, if you told me on every future trip to Disney, I can't go back, I'd be like, cool, I did it.
I didn't want to say let's not do it. Because this was like your first full trip.
Right.
But.
We did a half
Now
day.
That we've done it, we I'm going to say let's not do it.
Yeah.
But also, if this is your favorite park, don't let us discourage you.
No. If you
There's
like
great it, parts to it.
And also, if you're like an intellectual who actually likes zoos and animals, we could go fuck ourselves.
Yeah. No, like, that's fine.
The only thing we did outside of Pandora was we went to the Kilimanjaro Safari.
Which I like.
That was actually awesome. I actually was like, oh yeah, animals are cool. Real animals.
Our driver was super upset at the woman in front of us.
Oh,
though.
Man. Well, this is another element of going to Disney. You got to get used to fucking annoying
yes.
people and their annoying children.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to stand up. The Kilimanjaro Safari is, you're really going through like a reserve.
This event, right? Yeah.
Yeah, make it look like it's a safari, whatever. But they're really driving a real truck and there's real fucking lions there.
Yeah, like I'm not getting eaten because you won't sit down.
Right. And this woman who was in the front row right in front of him.
Yeah.
Would not. She kept getting up and, you know, like cast
By
members.
By the lions.
Yeah. She was like trying to fucking razzafraz the Yo. Lion.
Yeah.
I don't know what she was trying to do to that lion. She was giving it sexy eyes. And the fucking guy driving was like, you need to stop.
Yeah.
Like, usually when you work at Disney, the last thing you'll do is be rude to a person.
Yeah,
you
no.
have to be super nice. But he was like saving all of our lives.
Yes.
He was like, you need to, he didn't say fucking, but it was in his tone. He was like, you need to fucking calm down, yeah. lady. Stop trying to get a lion's yeah. attention, you dumb bitch.
Yep. Yep.
And she kept doing it, which makes me angry. Like when you're told once, you're grown up. Now you've been told once, you're gonna keep disobeying him.
Yeah. On a safari where you will be eaten.
Yeah,
you
I know.
You will be eaten.
Yeah. Yeah. But what do we see? We saw giraffes, which were pretty.
We did. We saw hippos,
the hippos.
And
yeah.
a baby hippo.
Oh, hippos are so cute. They're exactly
really
what you think
cute.
They're gonna be.
They elephants.
Were hungry.
I forgot what kind.
We saw a few. They were Asian, not African.
Right, okay.
Or African, not Asian. It was one of the two, but not the other.
I think they were Asian, because I think you get the safari in Africa, and I was like, oh, that's weird.
Huh.
Yeah, I think.
How do you tell them apart? The ears?
I think the Asian ones have bigger ears.
All right, if you know and we're wrong, you don't have to add us. By the way, speaking of add us, I am on Twitter now.
Oh, snap.
My handle is at PCMCpod. Follow, you know, do whatever, retweet. I don't know. I'm not good at Twitter yet. What else? Oh, I was really interested in the white bearded wildebeests.
Yeah, they were called something else, though.
Yeah, they got
he
a cool name.
They never said wildebeest.
They said wildebeest.
Oh.
White bearded. They first introduced as white bearded wildebeest, and then they were like, but people, the native people call them like whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
because they look weird.
They were cool. They were cool.
They were cool. They were eating grass and shit. It was fun. You know, mm-hmm. It's funny, if you know anything about the history of Animal Kingdom, when it first came out in the 90s, they were so worried about people just being like, so it's a zoo, that they had a whole campaign called Not a Zoo. Like, you could look this up on YouTube. It's a whole channel. It's a whole video of, like, cast members like, hey, not a zoo. It's not a zoo. And then it's like, Disney's Animal Kingdom, not a zoo. And I'm here to tell you, it basically is a zoo.
Yeah.
It's a zoo. Well, it's got a little bit of the Disney artifice.
Right.
You know, like pretending we're in Africa. Like, Disney-ish. And I guess Pandora is the new edition of Pandora, which kind of the original idea was it was supposed to have like a land of unicorns and fantasy beasts, and then they ran out of money or something.
Right.
So it kind of fulfills that promise.
Because there's a dragon.
Yeah, right. There's a dragon as part of the logo thing. Yeah. And then the first day... What else happened? Oh, we also had a bunch of nonsense with our hotel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, which led to a beautiful meltdown.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was they a beautiful wouldn't let meltdown. Us, well, first, they wouldn't let us...
get into our room. Okay, so when you book your Disney trip, like, you can check in online.
Yeah.
And, like, basically, you can have everything done so you can bypass, checking in with a person altogether.
Yeah.
And you can go straight to your room. And usually your room's ready by 3.
Right.
But like, I've taken earlier flights before, and by the time I've gotten off the plane, they text you and they're like, hey, your room's ready. This is your room number.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. So, right.
We kept getting texts saying your room is not ready.
Right. And I've never seen that before. So not looking, I was like, oh, room's ready. And then I gave it to Mike, who can actually
read. It was like, psych, not. Yeah. No. And we were just like, We're tired. We're so fucking tired. And we're just killing time at Animal Kingdom. And we're like waiting for a room, and it's just like not fucking happening. And then we get a call from like the airport, and they're like, yeah, we have one of your bags or something.
No, it wasn't from the airport. It was from like the people at the resort that handle our bags.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, yeah, we have Mike's bag. We picked it up from the airport. And I was like, great. Cool. I thought that was done 3 hours ago when mine was picked up.
Right.
And then we left our carry-on, which, of course, had all our medication in it.
Right. We both take medication. Me for anxiety and depression, crippling depression. Right. And Jen for her
crippling lungs.
Lungs, yeah. So we need our medicine. Right.
So important medicine.
Yeah.
You're able to, if your room isn't ready, you're able to, let me step back a second. If you're staying at a resort, they'll send you luggage tags, and they'll just bring your big bags that you've checked to the resort. So those you don't have to worry about. But your carry-ons, you know, usually if your room's ready, you drop them off, and then you go. But our room wasn't ready.
So we dropped them. So we you don't left have to, them. Right. Yeah. Right. We're allowed to leave them with, like, the concierge because, like, your room's not ready, but they know you want to go to the park. So just, like, leave your you don't have to carry your shit to the park. Leave your shit and go to the park. And when your room's ready, come back.
Right. And they told us
your shit will be in your room. Right. Supposedly.
Right. That I didn't know either. Because usually when you come back, you have to pick up your bag.
Mm-hmm.
But they assured us that, you know, by the time we got back, everything would just be brought to the room, that we didn't have to worry about anything. And then we get back to the room. We finally get our room number at, 7 at night? It was something crazy.
Yeah, finally they were like, here's your room number. And we're just, I can't explain. Jen feels sick.
Right. And I think it was just like, I wasn't getting enough sleep. I didn't get any sleep.
Right.
So, like,
all you had is sugar.
Right. And like,
fucking
not great.
Yeah.
Food at Satouli.
Yeah. Ugh. No, Satouli wasn't bad. What was the place we had? We got some place. We got some other takeaway. Oh, Yak and Yeti sucked. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It was like bad hospital food.
I know. I'm sorry.
The range of food you could get at Disney is crazy. Well, you know what? An observation that I'm sure other people have made, but I made today, which is like, it's such a class system. Like, everything is possible. Like, anything you want to happen, we can fucking make that happen for a price.
Yeah.
Everything's possible for a price. And if you want to pay less, you'll get less. Right. Like, in every, you know, from like going to a really nice resort that's like super beautiful and right next to the parks to going to a shittier resort that's far from the parks. And you know what I mean? Like everything is, there's just a scale for everything.
Even just at our resort, every other building is suites and it's a higher price and you get like, I don't know, like 3 or 4 bedrooms and they're meant for big families. And then there's one little section that we got because it's just the two of us that is just like a regular room with like two beds or a king bed. Right. And because of that, our room is at the very end of the resort.
It's such a pain in the ass just to...
It's a 10-minute walk.
Right, from when we get dropped off by either the Skyliner or the bus.
At the very end.
Yeah, yeah.
And insane. And because we pay less.
Because we pay less, exactly.
It's and, insane.
Our the hotel is Art of Animation, which I actually really like the theme. It's a cute theme.
It's beautiful.
Like, all through the lobby, you see... like sketches of like early design concepts for things,
and they go from like the early sketches to what we have seen in the movies, and they go from black and white into color. Like you could see the progression. It's really cool.
The biggest building, but it's surprising the few things that they chose, because like
it's two Pixar, two Disney, like hand drawn Disney.
Yeah, like the big one is Cars building.
Right.
Then there's the Nemo building.
Right.
Then there's the Lion King building, which is a little bit shittier. Right.
And all of those are suites.
Yeah, and then way at the end.
Way at the end.
Is us in the Little Mermaid room, which I guess shows the age of Little Mermaid, but to fans our age, I'm like, Little Mermaid deserves fucking more than this.
Right.
But you tell me Cars is better than Little fucking Mermaid?
But also, to get back to, you pay more, you get more, which is like a little thing, but also our room is like, our building is kind of like set up like motel style.
Yeah.
So you open the door and you're outside.
Yeah.
The other suite buildings have like inside hallways, which doesn't matter.
Right. This feels like a motel.
Right. Like it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
But you're telling me that I can and the other people at my resort can.
Right. Because they paid a little bit more.
Right. Right.
It's just the way it is.
Like I've stayed at, so this is considered what we paid, but I think the whole resort is considered like a value resort, at the high end of a value resort, which people have debated because the suites are basically what you would pay for like a lower end deluxe or moderate.
Yeah,
but I've stayed at a moderate resort at Port Orleans French Quarter.
Right, it's value, all, moderate, deluxe.
Right, and I love French Quarter. It's quiet. Mm-hmm. It's like not all adults, but it's mostly adults.
Yeah.
It's small, so like even if you're in the back, you're not really in the back.
The theming is classier at the
and it's
the better hotels too,
right? But also like that's motel style, but everyone's the same. Like it's just
weird.
It's a weird setup here.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the buildings make no sense. It's very weird. It's
and
super
weird. They deliver. I mean, just to like to get back to our bags, they delivered our bags at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it was crazy.
In what world is that okay?
This is when you had a meltdown and started crying because you were crying and I was like, "What's the matter?" And you were like, "I just want to go to sleep."
Yeah,
we were debating like, do we call them and tell them fuck off, bring it tomorrow? But no, we needed medicine.
We needed our medicine.
Right, so we couldn't sleep without our medicine.
Right.
I could maybe go a day without it.
I couldn't.
I'd feel a little out of sorts, but I could miss like one, but you can't.
No, I can't. And I know because like, you know, every so often you miss it for whatever reason. You forget, you're doing something, you're out late, like whatever it is. But I will notice like a noticeable dip in my ability to do things because I can't breathe well even with the medicine that I'm on. But then I like really can't breathe well.
Yeah.
If I miss even one dose.
So you're just you broke. I've not seen you break down like this ever. You were just like,
and because I didn't,
so tired.
I was so tired and I just didn't understand. I was like, we did everything right. Like we got everything right. We dropped our bags off where we were supposed to. We did everything we were supposed to.
And let's stress again so you understand the story. It wasn't the bags. It wasn't the checked bags that came from the airport that was the problem.
No, it was
the problem was the bags we left at the concierge. Like, it's two buildings over.
Yeah.
How the fuck? Where was the confusion between getting it from that desk down to the fucking little... Maybe they were like, it's the Little Mermaid building. And they were like, what? I've never been there. Where is that?
Yep.
And then we kept calling.
Yeah, we were so annoying. I'm between us, we were so annoying because I was like, listen.
We were such Karens.
Because at first
we were like,
Right, because at first we called and we were just like, hey, what's going on? What's happening down there? And then I called. I think you went to go get coffee.
Yeah.
And I called and I was like, listen, maybe Mike didn't specify that there's medication in those bags, but like, we really need those bags.
Yeah, we really need our medicine.
And the woman was just like, I know, it's getting late. It's so frustrating. And I was like,
you're right. They kept telling us it's coming.
Okay. It's coming. But like, why wasn't medication your trigger word to get them over here?
Also, like,
I don't understand.
Like, where is it lost?
No.
Walk it from where you are to where we are.
Or don't say that we'll bring it.
Say, come on over and get it. I'll walk over and get the medicine.
Right. Or say,
it was like
you...
It was like, it was late.
Right.
We were like, fucking, we want to go to bed.
Yeah, that's when the breakdown,
breakdown fucking happened.
I couldn't understand. I couldn't understand any of it. Like... I would have understood it better if our regular luggage got lost than any of what happened to us that first day. But that's right. We have our bags. We had our medicine.
Yeah. Okay, so this struggle has been the Animal Kingdom episode. Mm-hmm. The next couple episodes, I'm sure, will be much happier.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be a lot happier.
This is PCMC. You download this podcast anywhere podcasts are available. You can follow at Pop Culture Man Children on Instagram. And you could tweet at me at PCMC Pod. Jen?
Hi.
Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. You startled me.
You awake? You still there?
Yep, I'm here.
We end every episode. How?
Go bye-bye.